I would like to welcome you all. I'm very pleased to welcome you to the opening of NSDI 2012. I'm glad you could all make the trip to come. My name is Steve Gribble, and this is Dina Katabi. We're co-chairs. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an opening session. Some statistics on the conference this year. We had about 169 refereed paper submissions, which was not quite a record, but it was pretty close to a record. Of those, we accepted 30 papers. It took us about three rounds of reviews to decide which papers to accept, and we did a total of 699 reviews of those 169 papers. Of them, about 108 papers made it to the round, and 58 papers made it to the PC meeting. So I'm proud to say that all of the papers received three reviews at least, and the ones that made it all the way to the end got somewhere between five and seven reviews, depending on the specific paper, which is quite a reviewing load for a program committee, but it resulted in, I think, a very in-depth review process and lots of good feedback to our submitters. As of this morning, there's 250 registered attendees for the conference, which is another indicator that the community is thriving and healthy, so welcome all of you. We got quite a diversity of topics being submitted this year. Everything from big data and data center networking to more traditional topics like transport and privacy. We have several papers on new network architectures, papers on wireless computing, papers on cloud performance. So it's a nice, healthy representation of the interests of both the system side of NSDI as well as the networking side of NSDI. It should make for a pretty interesting program. Putting on a show like NSDI is fairly complicated, and there's a very long list of people to whom we're indebted. First and foremost, I really want to thank our program committee. We had 25 members on the program committee, and they were extremely diligent, extremely thorough. We didn't have any problems with reviews coming in on time or not. Everybody did a very good job, and we had a set of very healthy discussions at the program committee meeting itself. So a big round of applause for your program committee. Thank you, folks. You all made our lives much easier as program chairs, so we're in debt to you. We owe you one. As many of you know, problems tend to flow upwards in organizations, and above us was the steering committee. We were lucky to have them to ask them for advice to help us deal with any issues as they came up. And even above the steering committee on our thank you list is Usenix itself. Many of you who attend probably don't realize how much work goes into putting on a conference like this, and an organization like Usenix shields us all from a lot of the logistics. So we're tremendously in debt to them, also for their enlightened copyright policy, which many of you care about as well. So thank you so much, Usenix. We also were very fortunate to have a number of sponsors financially supporting the conference. So our gold sponsors were the National Science Foundation, which arranged for a lot of our travel grants, and Infosys as well. We had silver sponsors, Google, Microsoft Research, and VMware. Bronze sponsors, Akamai, Facebook, and HP. And a number of media sponsors and industrial sponsors. So together, their support made it possible for many of you to travel here and also reduce the cost of registration, which is important for quite a few of us. So thanks once more to our sponsors, if you don't mind. And lastly, of course, none of this could be possible if our community didn't exist. We had a very healthy and very rich set of submissions and very high quality submissions as well. We took 30 papers. There were more that I think we could have taken if we had room. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And I also appreciate to all 250 registered attendees. Thank you for coming and making this an interesting experience for all of us. A couple of logistics. First of all, the speakers, please come up and report to your session chairs in advance. We've got wireless mics that we're gonna wanna strap you with. Also, we wanna make sure that you test your presentations on the AV system. I don't expect any problems, but it's better to be safe than sorry. So session chairs, if you could make sure that you're available up here during the breaks before your sessions, that would be terrific. Also, as traditional, we're gonna have birds of a feather session, which is basically a chance for you to decide which topics are of interest to you. We've got a set of boards in the registration area that you can do to declare your interest in various birds of a feather sessions. So check on those boards and also check on the web pages for the latest schedules and which rooms and times these birds of a feather sessions will end up being in. Some more logistics. On Thursday, we're gonna have our reception from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and that's gonna be co-located with our poster session. We've got more than a dozen posters, so come get lubricated with some nice drinks and some nice reception food and hang out and discuss the posters with our poster presenters. It should be a lot of fun. Today at noon in the Regency One ballroom is our symposium luncheon, so come to that for some yummy treats. Also, we've got a healthy calendar of USENIX events coming up over the next few months, including Hot Par in just about a month and a half. The massive USENIX Federated Conference Week is in mid-June, and then we've got USENIX Security Symposium in my backyard in Bellevue, Washington, and OSDI. Many of you, I'm sure, are aware that the submission deadline is just about a week away, and the conference itself will be happening in Hollywood in October. So come check out those good events. And lastly, I'm very pleased to announce that NSDI 2013 is in the books. It'll be happening April in Lombard, Illinois, and we've recruited Nick Feemster and Jeff Mogul to be our program co-chairs. If Nick and Jeff could stand up and say hello. Jeff, do you want to wave? Oh, Jeff's too shy to wave, but Jeff's over there. Thanks, Jeff. And now for the most fun part of the presentation for me, I get to give away a little bit of money and recognition. So we've got two awards to hand out today. The first is the Best Paper Award, which is a cash award. It also comes with a certificate for each of the co-authors. There were a lot of high quality papers. We did deliberation amongst the program committee to winnow it down. And we ended up deciding that our Best Paper Award winner is, and if the at least one representative of the paper could come up to receive the award, that would be great. The Best Paper Award winner is Resilient Distributed Datasets, so Fault-Tolerant Abstraction from In-Memory Cluster Computing. And maybe Mattai, could you come up and receive the award on behalf of your co-authors? Congratulations. Thanks. Nice job, Mattai. Very well deserved. We also have a second award type to give out, which is the Inaugural Community Award. You might not know what the Community Award is. This is the first time that we're going to give one out. And the Community Award is designed to go out to a high quality paper that makes its code or data or both available to the community. So we had to decide exactly what the criteria was for the Community Award. And what we decided is a few things. First of all, it had to be one of the top papers submitted to the conference. The quality of the research had to be great. Secondly, we required more than just a token putting the code available as a tarball on a website. Rather, we wanted to make sure that either the data sets inside of the paper were available so that people could reproduce the data in the paper, or the code was available in an easily digestible form so that the community could very easily pick it up and either reproduce the research or further the research. And we were lucky to have quite a large number of high quality candidates for this award. What we ended up deciding to do is give away one award and give away two honorable mentions. So what I'd like to do is bring up the award winner to come up and receive the award, and then we'll just ask the honorable mentions to stand for some applause once we announce them. So our community award winner is How Hard Can It Be? Designing and Implementing a Deployable Multipath TCP by Kostin Rishu and his co-authors. So if somebody from that paper could come up and receive the award, congratulations. Congratulations, Christoph. Very well done. We appreciate you creating a community and engaging the community with your work. It's really helpful. We're lucky as computer scientists to be able to do that, and it's very nice to have you as our first inaugural award winner. Congrats again. We also have two honorable mentions, and if I could ask the co-authors of those papers to stand up for some applause rather than coming up to the podium. So Resilient Distributed Datasets, today is your day. You get a Community Award honorable mention, and also the Serval paper with Eric Nordstrom and his co-authors. If you folks could stand and receive some applause, thank you so much.